Hello, friends. I've just read something exciting in the book of Exodus, and I want to share it with you today. This is Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York, not far from Albany, and I'm your pastor for the day. I'm with a group of 50 pastors at a preaching workshop. We're all practicing our skills at handling God's Word, and we're using the book of Exodus to do that. And today, there was just a beautiful example and a spiritual lesson for us from the end of Exodus chapter 17. Let me read it, and then I'm sure you'll see what I've seen. It's a story of a battle. Then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this as a memorial in a book, and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." And, verse 15, Moses built an altar and called the name of it, "The Lord is my banner." Wow, Exodus 17, that battle scene. And as conflict rages on the valley below, Moses and his buddies are on the top of the hill, interceding, praying, connecting to the power of God. What a wonderful reminder to us that the Lord helps us through prayer. And not just our prayers, but the prayers and helps of others. Just as the Lord gave Moses, Aaron, and Hur to help him in his intercession, in his prayer, together they jointly depended upon the Lord, and the Lord gave the victory that day. There's so many lessons here, but that's one I took away this morning, that as a preacher of God's Word, God is there to help me and give others to support me in my work in prayer, even as the Lord helps you and supports you through those around you, especially those who pray for you or pray with you. A wonderful thought from the end of Exodus 17, even as Moses gives us the caption, "The Lord is my banner, my victory, my help." Well, as I said, this is Pastor Dave Bissett. I'm your pastor for the day today here on the Mars Hill Radio Network. And I'm excited that Mars Hill Radio Network exists to encourage believers and to call others to pursue the Lord and the help he provides. I am aware that the harvest fundraising season is coming up for the radio network, and I would just use today's text to remind all of us to help this radio network succeed. Let's lift them up in prayer. Let's hold up our petitions and requests to the Lord and uphold them, not only with our prayers, but perhaps with our support. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that. But as one of the pastors for the day here in the network, I'm so excited that God's Word goes out and good programming goes out to the encouragement of many and to the glory of God. Once again, this is Pastor Dave Bissett coming to you from Clifton Park Community Church. If you want to know more about us or our ministry or visit us, you can find out our information online. Our website is pretty easy to remember, www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the Lord spread His word near and far using this radio network and his people who pray to him. Amen. God bless you. See you next time.